turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's Stand Up for News again. Stand Up for News. Welcome back. It's Stand Up for News again. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. We'll stand up for you. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand Up for News. Yeah, welcome back. All right. We got Christopher Wright here playing guitar. We got our guest stand-up comedian Crunch Cardwell. We have our stand-up comedian local comic, Miss Marilyn J. And we got stand-up comedian over here, Dick Colligan. Yay. Scott Patrick cannot make it today, so Dick, I'm counting on you to pick up any slack that we got. Okay, let's start out. Our sponsor today is Leverock Great Seafood on South Pasadena 840. Johnny Leverock started Leverock in the Tampa Bay area like 7 years ago. Come down and see me at the bar, you guys. I'll take good care of you. We have delicious hush puppies there. Have you ever had them before, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
they're
sir.
Great.
I need to know about them crab cakes. I need to know about them oysters. I need to.
You got to try the hush puppies.
The hush puppies is the hit,
recipe.
Though.
You want to know the secret recipe? Yes. Ah, good. I'm glad you wanted to know. Out back, when somebody orders them, out back I got a little puppy pen, and I just go grab the loudest little puppy out there, and it's like, ruff, 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 and I snap his little puppy neck, just and I take him in the kitchen, and then we bell and ball them up, put them in the deep fryer, and season them, and plate them, and serve them to you folks. They're delicious. Yeah, we don't use, like, little chihuahuas, though. You only get, like, 7 or 8 puppies out of those, and they're too spicy. We use, like, the big fluffy St. Bernards, you know? You get, like, 160, 170 out of those. I'm not even allowed to eat them. I'm on a diet. Because I'm a big fat chooch, you know. I'm on a hush kitten diet only. But we make them the same way out back. There's a little kitty cat pen. And I just go back there when you order them. And I grab the loudest little kitten. It's like, meow, meow, meow. And I snap his little kitten neck. Take him in the kitchen and get the melon baller. We use a different melon baller. Because we don't cross-contaminate there, you know. And we scoop them up, put them in the deep fryer. And then we serve them and plate them for you folks. Come on down to Leverock's. All right, Dick. Hit us with the first story, Dick.
Yeah, exactly. Come on down to Leverock's. Need some pet massacres.
That was a good ad for Leverock's. They paid good money for that ad.
All right.
Come on, Dick. Hit us with the first story of the night.
I got some news for you guys. So in the you guys hear that the price of gas is now at the highest level in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear this? $4.18, the highest in history. Leading passengers to change payment terms to ass, grass, or my firstborn child.
Chris said he's never been so upset to see 420 before.
I've never been so disappointed by that number.
All right. The crisis in Ukraine, the Pope was just sent. He sent two cardinals to Ukraine, you guys. The Pope sent two cardinals there Sunday. President Vladimir Zelensky, quote, said, "We don't need our children molested. We need ammunition." It's like he said, "We don't need a ride, you know? We need ammunition."
Well, he can't get a ride because gas is too expensive.
Or here's an alternate punchline right here. What would they need two red birds for? The cardinals.
Well, I don't know.
That's stupid. You want to read one or did you bring one?
Well, I was going to tell you guys about a report I heard about the Florida mosquitoes. You know, I talk about the Florida mosquitoes often, and there is this new story about how vicious they are. That the Florida mosquitoes are vicious. They are just on another level. They're just like pumped up. They're out there. The Florida mosquitoes are getting it in. And here's the deal, guys. The Florida mosquitoes are so, so freaking bad. Did you know, like, I was at the gym working out, and I swear, I seen one at the gym working out. Gym working out. And here's the deal. I found out they have a Planet Fitness Lifetime Membership.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Planet Fitness. They're like, yeah, getting it
They're
in all over the world.
Up.
Yeah, but those Florida mosquitoes are something else, man. And the thing is, like, I'm not from here, okay? I talk a lot about not being from here. And the thing is, you guys, like, road system is, like, so screwed up. You got to make all these, like, U-turns and stuff.
Yeah.
So the thing is, literally, I had to make so many U-turns before I got here, I was dizzy when I showed up in the parking lot.
Yeah.
The turnabout.
I was dizzy. And the thing is, I was trying to get out this Walmart parking lot the other day, right? And, like, the parking lots are made, like, amazing. days. You guys know, like, back in the day when you were in elementary school and they gave you those little puzzles and you had to follow it and find your way out, and every time you hit a corner, you bumped into a wall. You bumped into a wall, and it was a dead end. That's how it is getting out of a Florida parking lot. And the thing is, I'm lost. You know who helped me find my way out? That damn mosquito out of Planet Fitness.
Chase you back.
Like, it needs some help. Are you lost? Yeah. Can I help you? It's like, Crunch. I know. I'll have to
you
chase my prey.
You
want
to read a story? Nice. Or you got one for me. We'll get over this way because Chris doesn't. He does the music. Let's go over here and then.
One in a second. I'm just looking up some music news.
All right. Well, come on, fire away.
Calvin Ridley, the wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, just got suspended indefinitely for at least next year for gambling on games. Well, he was out. He was injured. He wasn't participating. But it got me thinking, what if regular people gambled on their job? Like, how many people you think are going to reply all to this district-wide email?
Right. Oh, we have a caller. Hang on. Hey, yes, who's in there calling us?
Pierre.
Hey, hello, this is Pierre.
What's up?
What's up? I'm calling in because I am so happy today. Today, I am a collector of rare videotapes, and I have found the rarest one of all. And it's actually my favorite movie.
It sounds like girl porn.
Gay SBC porn. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Gay SBC porn. It's short for small black penis. You know? Yeah, it's very.
It is girl porn.
There's only one. Only one movie ever made. It's called Colored Crayons.
And it makes you feel good, right? You watch it just because it makes you feel good.
Like, yeah. Girl porn, which is like, you just
want to quit. You got another story for us, Dick?
For the first time, my package
fire one out
means
there.
Something.
I want to get these stories going. This is standing up for the news. Good job, Aaron.
We're standing up for the news here. So gasoline isn't the only fuel cost that's skyrocketing. Gasoline is up 80%, but heating oil is up a whopping 118%. Which means the chances of my dad ever turning on the heat again in his house again is now down about 500%.
Vladimir Zelensky was a successful stand-up comic before he was a Ukraine president. Did you guys know that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, if Putin were a successful stand-up comic, I bet he would still bomb.
Oh.
Now, here's the deal. I can't take credit for this.
Read this one.
Hold on.
Read number three.
Number three?
Yeah, don't think about it. Just read the words.
A box of human heads was stolen off the truck, delivering them to a lab in Denver. Clinton is the prime suspect right now. Bill Clinton. What? They know
Bill
who Clinton is.
The prime suspect.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Didn't you get enough head yet, Bill?
No.
Yes. Didn't get enough head yet.
Chris or Crunch, hit me with one. Come on.
Chris, you go.
Oh, yeah, I got something here. Let's see, some music news that I found.
Let's see. Anybody know about Ed Sheeran guy? It says Ed Sheeran called an obsessive music squirrel in Shape of You copyright case at high court as he denies claims he copied part of other artist's song. So, I always think that's BS. People are like, oh, you stole my stuff. Like, there's some of the best artists. Like, there's a thing in music. Good artists borrow, but great artists steal. So maybe Ed Sheeran's not as bad as I thought he was. I don't know. But also, so in other news, let's see, Flash Mob opened up in Trafalgar Square in solidarity with Ukraine. Apparently, the London Philharmonic, I think that's what it was, or rather a 200 classical musicians led by renowned Russian-British conductor. They did a flash mob orchestra. They just set up in Trafalgar Square and played music in solidarity with Ukraine.
Why don't they go
that's
protest
cool.
in Moscow and see how that goes?
Ooh, right.
I guess yeah, there is protesters they all get arrested. In Moscow right now. There is some people protesting.
I need to know. Did you guys hear about Biden?
No,
I got
that
kinds
he's actually
of stuff
he's in the
Biden.
Hospital.
Really?
Yeah, he couldn't stop Putin. Can't take credit for that. Got that from the lady at the library.
There was a mountain lion that was strolling through a California neighborhood the other day, just roaming around all muscular and sexy, sun glistening off her golden coat. She finally settled down on a home's front porch. I wish I could get a cougar to settle down.
No. Speaking of Biden, Ukrainian President Zelensky is reportedly considering a peace deal with Russia due to lack of support from NATO. When asked for comment, Joe Biden said, "Ukraining? It's barely drizzling."
You want one of these, Crunch?
Okay.
Here, pick one. Not the one she read already.
Ideally.
A trapped horse fell into a 15-foot well in Washington State and was hoisted out safely, and it will return to the set of the next Sex in the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker will be just fine. Or there's an alternate punchline there.
Or if it was DC, they would have left the whores in the well. Yeah, drowned whores tell no tales.
All right, Dick, fire one off there.
Well, some more entertainment news. Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, was allegedly rejected from Chris Nolan's first Batman movie because her skin was too black, apparently. She was called too urban.
Mm.
Which, I guess they forgot the title of the movie was The Dark Knight.
No, they didn't. Trust me, they didn't. I know.
Read that one. Read number four there. That's funny.
North Carolina has vanity license plate that reads,
North Carolina fart. Woman has a vanity license plate.
A vanity, a vanity license plate. That reads fart. Local DMV said she has received many complaints. She was asked by the DMV to send them an email letter explaining what it means. She wrote back to them it was an acronym, Friends of Asheville Recreational Trails.
Mm-hmm.
So she was allowed to keep it. We all know what it really stands for, fecal air rectally transmitted.
Fart.
Nice.
She got to keep her plate. You want to read another
Okay,
one?
So if it says poot, what does that stand for? Come on, come up with something, guys.
Poot.
Yeah, if your license plate is poot, come up with something.
How do you spell it?
Poot, come on. You know how to spell poot.
P-O-O?
See, we got to get you a Book of Ebonics, James. We got to get you the Book of Ebonics.
James, he's more critical race theory, man.
Oh, all right, well, let's see.
Poot is P-O-O-T. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you know your Ebonics, man.
That's what I said,
yeah.
Too.
You lose your black card now.
Well, I don't want
them
to lose their FCC license.
Here, read some of these. These are Scott. Scott Patrick has some right there. He sent us some jokes. Read one of them, fellas.
Shout out to Scott.
Yeah, we miss you.
Got some nice long jokes here. It's like half.
I didn't write them. I'm sorry.
Am I reading a novel?
I rewrote them for him.
War and Peace.
Read it real slow and like we might enjoy it better. Oh. Make it sound sensual.
Yeah, you'll love this one. The IRS has agreed to drop the facial recognition mandate from their website. But now to prove you're not a robot, you won't be picking the squares with a stop sign. You're going to have to find Waldo now.
I love it.
Hey-o.
You guys can pay me for that if you need to.
Oh, it looks like we got us a caller, I think. We got us a caller?
Nice.
All right, go ahead. Who is this?
This is the ghost of Johnny Leverock.
The ghost of Johnny Leverock?
Oh, what?
Oh,
no.
I got that back there. He better stop talking about my secret. Copy your recipe.
I'm sorry, Johnny Leverock. Well, we'll stop telling your secret recipe on the air. We apologize.
Come back.
All right, rest in peace, old timer.
Shout out to the ghost of Scott Leverock.
Yeah, shout out.
Johnny Leverock.
Yeah. Come visit me in my sleep and touch me, maybe.
You got another story for us?
Someone's not getting enough action here. All right, yeah, I got another story. So Ukrainian President Zelensky apparently is actually looking for an evacuation for the safety of his family during the Ukrainian situation. And he asked President Biden this, and when Biden saw the price of gas, he told him to call Uber.
Here, pick one here. You can pick one or two there.
Let's see here. Louisville, Kentucky mayoral candidate. You heard that. I said Louisville. I didn't say Louisville. Because I'm from Tennessee. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. Yes. And see, you don't be pronouncing all them extra letters and stuff. Now, see, I haven't figured out how to say New Orleans yet, like them people say it. Because I still say New Orleans. But I'll be like, New Orleans. I'm like, oh, okay, then. Cook me something with a little spice in it. But Louisville, Kentucky mayoral candidate Greenberg was attacked and shot at five times, and the bullets grazed and tore his shirt and sweater. Wow. He now needs a new shirt.
Wow.
And a new sweater. And a new pair of freaking trousers. Okay, at the beginning, I'm like,
how dare
such a dramatic
pants,
fool.
Like, how dare they?
Such a dramatic fool, forgive me.
Hey, Chris, you want to read one?
Sure, give me one.
All right. Here, you read the top one there, I guess.
Okay, let's see. All right, yeah. Okay, two new smart guns are on the market now. I sent them my idea for a slogan. If your guns aren't smart guns, your guns are stupid. The filters on the smart guns are super cute and fun while gunning down Bambi. Like, this, you know, Snapchat filters, you know, like Instagram filters. Suicide selfies are on the rise. Cops are going to go and watch funny TikTok videos on their smart guns while shooting at minorities. Like, what the hell? Like, we have smart guns now? Oh, my God. This is insane. James, what is going on with the world?
Your gun isn't smart.
Oh, yeah. I don't trust it. They probably have them, like, pre-programmed to shoot black. It's like a, you're right, there's a screen filter. Oh my God.
Smartphone.
Oh my God. No, no.
Can't trust
them.
That's messed up.
No.
Can't trust them.
No, you sure can't trust them. I tell you, I believe that.
I got another piece of news. The Los Angeles district attorney was charged with harboring child pornography. You guys hear about this?
Not surprised.
What?
Yeah.
No,
I didn't hear that.
He's also been accused of having a soft on crime policy. Sounds like he's actually hard on crime.
Oh, we got another caller here.
Yeah, Ryan.
Who's this you're calling?
Yeah, hello, it's Ryan.
Ryan.
It's good to see you.
Ryan.
You can see us on the radio?
No, I was just joking.
Ryan who?
Good.
Does somebody have warrants?
Can I just say a joke on the air?
Yeah, Ryan who? Fort?
Yes, it's Fort.
Oh, okay, Fort. Tell a joke, Ryan Fort.
Recently, you haven't really heard of much about necrophiliacs. You know, I guess you can call them a dying breed.
Hey. All right, we got another call in the area. Who's this other caller here?
Yes, this is the ghost of Max, your puppet dream back.
Who is it? The ghosts of the little hush puppies are calling us?
Oh, what? No!
What do you want, ghosts of the hush puppies?
At least I would have gotten your slippers for you.
All right, I'm sorry. We won't kill any more hush
puppies. We can't hear you because we've devoured you already. Bye-bye. No. Thank you for all your contribution.
Are we doing Tales from the Crypt today? What is this?
Read a story, Crunch.
A deer crashed through a window of a dress store in Virginia.
It ran wild and rampaged throughout the store. It was a blowout sale. Everything was under a buck.
I love it.
Thank you, Scott Patrick.
Need to teach Dollar Tree something.
I wanted you to read this one. I wanted to read the new pill developed for men with sex addiction to prevent an erection. It was just came out. And I dub it the anti-Viagra. How it was made, you ask? They dug up Bea Arthur, and then they ground her remains into powder and filled up gel caps, and they sell them for $5 a pop. Can't wait till the Queen of England dies, and they grind up her remains into blue powder and put them into gel caps. Those ones would probably go for like $50 a pop, because she's a royal boner killer.
No.
You like that one, Chris's mom, Dawn?
Yes,
you guys, that's Chris's mom, Dawn. She's in town hanging out with us.
Well, did you guys hear about Queen Elizabeth? They were recently talking about her because she was all like in the palace getting crunk, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And she was getting crunk to that Fetty Wap. And they like, Queen, what's up? And she's like, we got so much together. I get with my baby. Oh, I'm sorry.
That sounds just like her.
I ain't never letting go. And that's all the queen said. 70 years, babe. And I ain't never letting go. And she just, you know, her and Fetty Wap be up in there kicking it in the palace.
Yeah, queen.
She ain't never letting go.
Chris, did you gonna play a song for us?
Yeah.
I don't want to run out of time with getting your jam in. Tell us where you're going to be this week and play us a jam.
Sure thing. We'll
get this show rolling.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll be at Ocha Lounge tonight in Pinellas Park off of, 69th and 66th. Yeah, nice, 69. But yeah, we'll be there with the Professor J Show starting at 8 p.m. if you want to come out for open mic. I believe we have Nate Roscoe, our comedian friend, as our feature. So
he's a funny guy.
Oh, he's very funny. Yeah, you're not going to miss him at all. We got plenty more shows through the week. But this just in, this is breaking news, breaking music news. If you can't connect to Spotify or Discord, then no, it's not just you or your internet connection. Both services have acknowledged they're having problems in the last hour or so. Yeah, this literally just happened on the way.
Just happened on the way here, I remember.
Yeah, Spotify is down for like most users, and so is Discord, apparently. He said, the culprit doesn't appear to be any kind of massive DNS or Amazon Web Services problem. It says that Spotify is looking into it. They say something's not quite right. We're looking into it. Thanks for your reports. That's on Twitter. So yeah, if you all are freaking out over your Spotify or Discord not working, you can't log in, don't worry. They completely messed up, and they're going to be back up, I guess, whenever. You could call them really spotty service on Spotify. Right? So
hey, Chris's mom, you want to read a joke before we're done, after he does a song?
Sure.
Yes, okay.
There's something real quick. Spotify also had in the very, very fine print, and you have to squint down and get your magnifying glass. They said, yes, we are working on it. No, don't call us. Don't email us. You want to mess it up even more, man? Keep on bothering us, dude. We can't do the job if you call us, man. Right? So just like back off and let them do their thing.
Exactly. right. Yeah, just give them a little time.
That's a sweet guitar, Chris. Where'd you get that?
Well, I think Mr. Mac James here, the world champion, hooked me up with this a while back, so we could play and jam. So I'm gonna play a little song for you. It's by one of my favorite bands in the world called Kings of Leon, and it's off one of their more recent albums. It's something that I find really, really nice. It's called Wild. So hope you enjoy this.
All right.
For thee.
so much. Thank you so much.
Hey, you guys. Skeletor from Masters of the Universe. He-Man's arch enemy. You guys heard of him?
Yeah, yeah.
He wants from to Eternia? Run for a senator to become Senator Skeletor.
Wait, from Eternia?
He was born in Eternia, but he's got to prove he's lived in the state of Florida for 9 years to run for Senator Skeletor, and he has to produce his birth certificate. Yeah, it says on here... And on his birth certificate, which revealed Skeletor's real name on the document, it says his real name is Rick Scott.
What?
Rick Scott is Senator Skeletor, you guys. Here, read that's one more,
one.
Young lady.
That's a good one.
Here, read that top one up there.
Now that is standing up for news right there.
That is standing up for news.
And I was just going to vote for him, man. Okay.
Skeletor.
Joe Biden nominates Supreme Judge. Wait a minute, Joe Biden nominated.
I forgot to put her name in there.
Supreme Judge.
Miss Jackson.
African American female. And she was Miss Marilyn J. Story's over. Done. Okay, Corinne, let's move on.
There's the joke, Mom.
I found a quote, actually, from Skeletor. Story. He was quoted on what's his first policy position when he becomes Senator Skeletor. And he says, I will get you, He-Man. I'll get you, He-Man.
I think he's actually calling in the show later.
Okay, all right. That was okay.
So,
an African American female, like he said he would, as the Supreme Court Justice, all right? And after choosing Kamala Harris for his VP, this only proves one thing. Okay, I'm not going to do that to y'all again. Judge got jungle fever. Joe got jungle fever. When you're black, you don't go back. All right. And when asked if he had any other specifics for Supreme Judge, Joe said, yeah, 36, 25, 36.
36, 24, 36.
And that is a shout out to our man Sir Mix-a-Lot from Baby Got Back. For all those who are
Supreme
lame
Judge
or square,
got back and I cannot lie.
Or like if you're born like in the year 2000 some, you'll know.
All right, Dick, close the show out. You got another joke for us?
Nice.
A story? You got one more?
Well, you know, actually, kind of in the same vein, I got pulled over the other night. I don't know if I told you about this. Come back from Russo's. I asked the cop. He said, did you know why I pulled you over? I said, no, sir.
No.
He said, your headlights are out. So my car got arrested for driving while black.
Whoa!
All right, that's it. We'll see you next week, or you'll hear us next week. Thank you again. That's Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Clap, clap.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, we're out of here.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.